Continue with Chaye Adam, Chlal Lametes, Simon Aleph. So you left off that there's a concept called Shinui Marab. If the Shinui is because something is mixed into the water, so if eventually it goes back to its original state, it's kosher. That was the last point left off with. We mentioned that sometimes we have a situation with something which will go back to its original state, and the question is, what is its status before that happens? Do we argue, since it's going to happen, that indicates that it wasn't a real Shinui Marab? Or, right now it's a Shinui Marab, when it goes back to its original state, it's going to be kosher. So Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions on this point, the beginning of Siman Kuf Samach. He discusses water which has ofer and tit in it. So this is a common problem, especially in their times. They weren't getting nice clean water out of the faucet. You're getting it from the well, getting it from the river. There was other things mixed into it. So the law is that that's kosher. The question is, why is that kosher? Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons why that's kosher. One is because that's normal. That's how water comes. It's not considered a Shinui Marab. If this is a common way that you get water, it has these things mixed into it. So you can't say the water was nishtana. That's common. That's called normal water. Alternatively, the reason why it's kosher is because eventually it's going to precipitate out, and therefore it's kosher even before it precipitates out. So those are the two reasons that Mishnah Berurah gives. So now, applying that to the more modern situation, again, a person, let's say, would be going on a camping trip and he wants to use water from the muddy well, which is available. Okay, so that would be a common case that we have nowadays of such an issue. But we're not really the average case. We're not out there in the state park using muddy water. What we do have is... You pour water out of the water comes out of the faucet and it's white. Now is that a problem, or it comes out sometimes and it's brown or it's red, there's rust in the pipes and it's taking the rust out, and what's the status? So these things definitely tend to settle out. So based on the argument that it's normal for it to settle out. It's kosher even before that happens, so then we have a good argument that we should be fine. If, however, the point is because this is the way Mayim comes, so even though we've created an artificial reality that water comes with this white stuff in it, that's not naturally how water is given to us, so that should not be kosher. So Dayan Weiss, in the Tshuva Michas Yitzchak, says the person should wait until the cloudiness in the water dissipates before he uses it. Other person disagree with him and say that it's a mistake. It's not a Shinui Marab at all. Because what does that come from? It comes from the water comes out under pressure, and a certain amount of air gets dissolved inside of the water. And because the air is dissolved in the water, it causes a cloudiness in the water. That's not called something that really changed the color of the water. Nothing really mixed in and changed the color of the water. It happens to be there's air, which is dissolved, which gives it a cloudy perception. If the cloudiness is because of chemicals which are in there, it would be something else. But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing just... So that's bechlal, not a Shinui Marab, and there are many poskim we're making on it. Now, what about the case of the rust? The rust which comes out in the from the pipes... So that's more of a problem, because that is actually something which is clearly, there is a foreign element which is mixed in. It will definitely precipitate out to the bottom, which would then, according to those poskim, that should be kosher. You could also argue that nowadays that's become a common way to get water, that goes through these pipes, and there is rust in the pipes, and it comes out. It's not called a Shinui Marab. Therefore, there are some poskim which are makel on it, but the Dayan Weiss, again, in that tshuva, feels that a person should wait in that situation until it does precipitate. Let it precipitate out. Let it wait for a minute or two, and usually that color, the discoloration, falls to the bottom of the cup, and the top of the cup is clear water, and a person can use that clear water. So it would be preferable to do that. But it isn't the Rabbanon. If a person can't wait, it's difficult to wait, or it's not clearing out so quickly, so a person can be not till Yodov with that if needed. Have a good day.